Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pelo Yoitz, discussing here in Shemar 156, Bizoyin. Lekabla Bizoyin Be'ava V'Simcha. A person should accept Bizoyin with love, with Ava, with Simcha. These are words that are easy to say. Let's understand the words of the topic we just started talking about. Someone comes in and says something to you which embarrasses you, which hurts your feelings. We just said you should accept it with love and simcha, with love and happiness. Does that make sense? Imagine someone says to you, here, this is bitter, enjoy it. Excuse me? You just told me it's bitter. Why would I enjoy it? No, it's bitter, enjoy it. And you're thinking, what is wrong with that person? Some people like coffee with sugar. So if you take a black coffee without any sugar, they taste it, they can't drink anymore. It's bitter. It's too strong. They add the sugar and make it sweet. The Pelo Yoitz is telling us like this. If people disgrace you, what is the approach we should have? What is the attitude we should have? Al yakbit klal. Don't be makbit at all. Don't hold the grudge. Don't bear the grudge. As we learned in the Shmir Salashon Sefer about bearing a grudge. Let it go. But even more than that, I want to tell you something. It is sweet. You don't taste the sweetness now. You don't taste the sweetness of the embarrassment, of the disgraceful comments, of the pain that individual caused you. You don't taste it now. But you will taste it in the future. Just like any mitzvah we do, the schar, the reward is not here in this world. We have to work on ourselves, and we daven every single day, three times a day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidoim. And to those who curse me, I should be silent. We say these words three times a day. We daven to Hashem. At the end of a whole 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, we have this tefillah, the tefillah of Elim Kalalai Nafshi Sidaim. And to those who curse me, to those who are mavazim me, to those who disgrace me, what's the response I should have? Nafshi Sidaim. It says, Vayidaim Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin was silent when his sons, Nadav and Avihu, they died. His response was, Vayidaim Aaron. He accepted it from Hashem. This is what we're diving to Hashem. I should be silent, but not just silent with that pain in your throat, and it's so difficult. But it should be sweet. Accept this bizoyin with ava and simcha, and it's extremely difficult to do. Extremely difficult. Anyone who has been there knows from experience. When they were embarrassed and they were made fun of, whether it was intentionally or not intentionally, the pain was tremendous. It was unbearable. The bizyoinus that they went through. What the Pelo Yoitz is teaching us is what we can say in the English term is called reframing. Reframe the situation. What does it mean to reframe? So you have a picture frame and there's a dent on the picture frame. So you bring it to the picture frame shop, and you say, can you please put a new frame on this picture? He says, no problem. He takes off the old one, and he puts in a new one. It looks brand new. It looks gorgeous. Sometimes a frame around a picture makes the picture, takes it from good to magnificent, spectacular. The Pelo Yoitz is saying, let's reframe over here. V'al yetzi lariv. You know, in the Goyish Welt, someone says something to you that you don't like. You know what the attitude, the response is? What do you say to me? You're going to show who's tougher now. And you know what happens because of that? Then you come into a physical fight. And many a times, one of the people don't get out so easily and get up so easily. Rav Avigdor Milozatzal would say of a story, a very tragic story. There was a bachur from Yeshiva University, from YU, who took some boys to a baseball game. I don't know, it was a Yankee game, Mets game, I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. And someone started making fun of them because they had the yarmulkes on. Okay. So the bacher from Yeshiva University pulled out maybe nunchucks, something underneath his jacket, and he brought it with him to protect himself and protect the boys. This other individual gets a metal bar, smashes the bacher over the head, and his life unfortunately was over. Rav Avigdor Miller would say, someone's making fun of you. You have a yarmulke on your head. Now, I want to tell you, Rav Avigdor Miller was already nifted 20 years ago. This story happened decades and decades ago, okay? But the message is still the same. Walk away. Walk away. He says further, Al Yakbit Klal. Val Yetze Lariv. Don't be makbid and don't fight. Ela oz yitke yeshuach v'yoymar. Person should say as follows: Ze li ha'ois. This is a sign for me. Sha'ani nisov v'nelach lefnei ha'borei machmas avonaisai. V'shloi bizo oisi al daito ye'ish halaze ki Hashem amr loy kalal. The Pela Yoid says a person should say to himself that he deserved this bizyoinus, he deserved to be disgraced, he deserved to be embarrassed. Ki Hashem Omar Loi Kalel. He is using the words that David HaMelech said to his soldiers when Shimi ben Gera was being mevazed David in front of his soldiers, 400 men, and throwing rocks at him. And throwing all those words of embarrassment. And we've said this numerous times, how Chazal tell us the embarrassment that David Melech went through at that moment, that time when Shimon ben Gera was embarrassing him. It was unbearable. It was the worst embarrassment, the worst thing ever happened to him in his life until that point. And let me tell you, he went through a lot until then as well. And what does he tell his soldiers? Leave him alone. Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. That's how we have to train ourselves. That person, he's the one who said it to me. Hashem will take care of him. I have to take the message to heart. Perhaps there's something I have to improve on my character traits. Perhaps there's I needed this kapara. So on one hand, there's something that we have to realize. Hashem perhaps maybe is telling us we need that patch. We need that patch. We have to improve. On the other hand, Yismach. You should be dancing. Imagine that. Imagine someone embarrasses you with all those insults in front of the whole entire shul. What's the response? You should be rejoicing. You should be excited. Yismach liboy ki Hashem chovitz dako b'yisurin kalin ke elush ein behem chesron kisl chali pesho lahaseim chatos. He's telling us because Hashem is giving you a gift, a tremendous gift. What's this gift? What a gift? I'm being embarrassed. This is painful. Hashem is giving you yisurim. Hashem is giving you suffering that doesn't cost you a penny. There's no financial loss. Your boiler didn't go. Your transmission didn't go. You're physically healthy. Your roof didn't go. And you get a kapara. The kavod gadol asu lo min hashamayim. Listen to these words. It's the total opposite of what a person would think. It's a tremendous kavod. That they're giving you in the Shemaim, this embarrassment. But a person has to be careful to accept the mi'ava. Accept it. This is so extremely important. Accept it from a kapara, from Hashem. And be rejoicing with these yisurin. It's a tremendously high, hard, difficult level to strive for, to achieve. But I want to tell you something. Every single one of you, I baruch Hashem, and I appreciate it. I have people who reach out to me, that they listen to the shiurim from wherever they live. And I encourage others to do the same as well. We have the people in front of us in person, the people on the Zoom as well. And we have the people listening to the recordings, every single one of you, and myself included, I'm talking to myself, every single one of us, we have to know, that's why we're learning these words of the Peleoids, we have to know what we can strive for and what we can accomplish. Look, where Amr Abed Seinu Zal, Shal Anoshim Keila Kosovaymer Voyov of Ketseis Hashem Shbik Vorosoy. When a person can remain silent, and not just remain silent, when he's being embarrassed, and the pain, painful words are being heard, when the person can remain silent and also take it as a sign from Hashem, I have to improve myself. And also take it in the next level and be besimcha and be rejoicing that he's only getting this type of yesurim, this type of suffering. It is a tremendous, we cannot begin to imagine the kaparas we get. This is the dosage of medicine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prescribing just for each and every one of us, whatever it might be. And our Baisai, this is how we should take Bizyonis. This is how we accept Bizyonis, the disgrace that might come to us. But I want to end the share by giving, we'll end B'toiv, giving everyone a bracha. We should not need to get the Bizyonis. We should have our kaparas through Limra Torah to Shvitzing and Limra Torah to Shvitz. You know, I told my daughter recently, I said, when she was getting ready for Erev Shabbos, and I said, when a person Shvitzes Erev Shabbos, for Kavod Shabbos, you get kaparas you can't imagine. You get kaparas you can't imagine. We should get our kaparas other ways, even though this is great kaparas as well. Have a wonderful day.